This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Newly released government emails show the White House sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Donald Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky on that July 25th phone call that now lies at the center of last week's impeachment of the president for only the third time in the country's history. But now this new trove of emails shows that Michael Duffy of the Office of Management and Budget had asked the Department of Defense to please hold off on that nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, discussions continue about the upcoming impeachment trial of the president. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have not ruled out calling witnesses, so negotiations continue with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who so far refused to send over the past articles of impeachment. Meanwhile, speaking of Ukraine, a report by the Office of the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights finds civilians in conflict-torn eastern Ukraine remain at risk of human rights violations and death. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN report welcomes recent diplomatic measures taken by the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany to ease the plight of civilians caught in the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Despite this positive development, UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, Kate Gilmore, says civilians in the conflict zone remain unprotected and are subject to abuse and gross human rights violations.
We also continue to document cases of arbitrary arrests and detention, of torture and ill treatment of Ukrainians.
The UN report also documents violations of international human rights and humanitarian law in Crimea, which was illegally annexed by Russia in March 2014. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA.